We will start the pray first for תיקוני הזוהר. ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדוני, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מיידים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואבותינו, וקדושה ושתך תורתך, אשתך אביה, שקרבתנו לתורתך ולעבודות העבודות הקדוש, דעת הלוכל וכסודות תורתך, הקדושה מאנו מחיינו, מאשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה, על כן אנחנו מפלים לתחון לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך, כן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולעבותינו, כונן את לבבינו לרעתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערד בסודות תורתך, ולאום בנדנו זה נחת רוח, ותקטו כזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, מקור בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, ותמותם, ותקדושתם, מות לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאו לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדוני צורי וגועלי.
שלום everybody and welcome again to תיקוני הזוהר. Again in, we are in תיקון 18 verse 9a or 75 by מעלות הסולם by רבי יהודה צבי ברנדווין. כי שלוש תפילות הן בשבת. There is three prayer on שבת. We know there is more, but the תיקוני הזוהר mention three, we need to understand what does that mean. En b'shabbat, arvit shachrit mincha, arvit of shabbat, shachrit of the morning, and mincha of the afternoon, v'tfilah revit shel musaf, but there is a fourth one, which is musaf, right under shachrit. So we have fourth. Tfilat arvit, in the prayer of the evening of shabbat, like as we enter to shabbat, Friday night, hi ata kidashta, et yom ha-shvi l'shimcha. You are kiddushta, you are making the Shabbat holy for your name. So Rav Brandwein is telling us to emphasize the word leshibcha, for your name. What is that for your name? וזה השכינה התחתונה. This is the lower שכינה. What is the lower שכינה? What does that mean in a Kabbalistic term? המלכות. This is מלכות. הנקראת שם. וכל מלכות כל שם, name. N-A-M-E, Shem, She'im mitzad asmol, and we know Malchut coming from left side. What does that mean, left side? We know that there is two types of light, light of wisdom and light of mercy. The light of wisdom is calling the left. So Malchut is drawing the light of wisdom. Aynu, Sheba mitgaleh ha-chokhma, the loved bet netivot. And we know that there, the light of wisdom is revealed to the 32 path. When you want to say 32, 32 is lev, lev, heart. But it's also 32 netivot. Anikret chokhman de smol. This is the left column of light of wisdom that coming in 32 path. Shesham ha-levi'im. This is like this week portion of Korach, that there where the levi'ims are. שנאמר בהם וקידשת את הלוויים. As it written, you should make the levies, the levies holy. וקודש הוא חוכמה. And we learn from that, or Rambam learned from that, from the תיקוני הזו, from Rabbi Shimon, when you said the word קדוש, it means light of wisdom. Okay? קדוש means light of wisdom. Like צדיק is יסוד. Has to do with יסוד. וקידשת את הלוויים, what does that mean? You should make the levies holy. Meaning, connect them to Chokhmah. So from here we learn that when we talk about Lamed Bev Netivot Chokhmah, or the Lamed Bev Netivot, that reveal the left column, which means light of wisdom, we are talking about something similar in this world to the Levites. So this was Arvit. And that's why Arvit, which is inter to the Shabbat, Friday night, is left column. Tfilat Shachrit, Shachrit of the morning of Shabbat, he, what we say in Shachrit, Ismach Moshe, בבתנת חלקו. May Moses will be happy with this portion. Or Moses is happy with this portion. But of course it's all coded. What does that mean? וזה נשמת כל חי שהיא אם עליונה עין ובינה. And we also say in שחרית in the morning, before the עמידה, נשמת כל חי. Okay? Which is related to בינה. המהירה בחוכמה די ימין. Here, we talk about light that shine in the right column of wisdom. What is that right column of wisdom? in order chasadim, light of mercy, that holding it. Ken chokhmah mira ela bebina. Because light of wisdom cannot come to expression only within bina that carry the light of mercy. Those of you who don't understand light of wisdom and mercy, please look or watch my lecture about Teleluminous Emanation, Talmud Esar Sfirot. Alea ne'amar im tishkivun ben sfataim al tikri ima alef bechirik ela im alef betzere. So telling us Rabban ben Chidush, actually it's not Rabban, it's Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, say, we learn about this tefillah, okay, shachrit of the morning of Shabbat, which is related to Bina, related to light of mercy. That's why it is right column. But we need to understand why it's right column. It's not just right column of chesed. It's right column like chasadim of Bina. Alea ne'emar in tishkevun. For this pray, it's written, say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if you will lie down, ben sfataim, among lips. I know it doesn't make sense, but I'm not going to go into making sense to you. It's coming from Tehilim, from the book of Psalm, Mizmor Samechet, chapter 68, Tehilim, Psalm. So, Rabbi Shimon is teaching us, don't say im with chirik. Im with chirik, it's you put one dot. And chirik is what sfira netzach. He say you should put the vowel betzere. Betzere is two dots before the letter. So what you're saying? Im, and you put tzere, what is it sound now like? What does it sound like, Debbie, with tzere? M. M. So now it's then, no im, it's M. Who is ima ila abina? Now you know why it's the chasanim. It's a tremendous secret, nachon? Tremendous secret. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us how to look at more secret in Tehilim. It's tremendous. Simple, but it's Rabbi Shimon. Shal bina ne'emar, but why Rabbi Shimon Dafka used the word if you line between the lips? Why he choose that verse of Tehilim? Why? Why is Rabbi Shimon Dafka it said? Shal bina ne'emar, because on bina it say, Vaishkav b'makom ha'u. It's written on bina when Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav. It says Vaishkav b'makom ha'u. He was lining, you say? Line at that place. B'makom sheish bo kav bet otiyot. Vaishkav yesh kav. Yesh, there is kav bet otiyot. Again, I mean, I'm not a smart guy. I'm just reading and translating to you. Without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Torah will not be a Torah. Only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Only. It's tremendous. And then, after this, everybody else. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we don't have Zechut, study it or teach it, but we really happy that we are here. I'm happy I'm here. Vayishkav b'makom ahu, b'makom sheyesh kav bet otiyot ha-Torah. Dainu shu shalem b'Torah. That when Yaakov was complete with the Torah. Ashkina shochevet sham. What was leaning there? The Shekhinah. Ashrei hu hapeh ha-shalem b'Torah. Good for the person that his mouth is complete with Torah. Kibadai dainu v'shachrit shel Shabbat. Because in Shachrit of Shabbat, Ashkina shochevet sham. The Shekhinah is leaning there. Inyan kavet otiyot ha-gdolot shel ha-shevach. El Adon al kol ha-ma'asim. If you look at the song, El Adon al kol ha-ma'asim, and you're going to see that every verse say the Zohar in different section, and again, Truma, that if you look at every verse, start with the Hebrew alphabet, and you have actually 32. You have 22 letters plus, if I'm not mistaken, 32 verses. But the main thing, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai want to tell us that good for the person who's on Shabbat say that because. El Adon al Karsim, Baruch Uvurach Bekish Kol Hashema, Alef, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. So you have all the letters, the Hebrew letters. Let's go by order. So this is Shachrit. I'm in verse Ein Zayin. Tfilat HaShlishit Shel Shabbat, the third prayer of Shabbat, is Ata Echad O Shibcha Echad, Ze Avaya. Aynu Ze Eran Pin, Amud HaEmtzai, Ane Echad V'Shtem Bebina, U'Bemalchut. Remember, the night of Shabbat, we enter with Malchut, to the left column drawing the light of wisdom. Morning of Shabbat, light of Chassadim coming from Bina. Now we're coming to a different tefillah. What is the third tefillah of Shabbat? Ata echad u'shimcha echad. Right? That's the Amidah of Shabbat. What does that mean? You are one and your name is one. Meaning Avaya, meaning Yud Kevavke, the Tatshe Gametan, which is Zeran Pin, which is the center column. And echad u'shtem, that holding by both sides. Bebina ube malchut. Zeran Pin is holding malchut and Bina. Is there connection? What does that mean? Ask Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and add Rav Brandwein. Israel Shir El Shir, Mismol Shir El Vim, El Mimina de Konea, Muda de Tzadra, Israel Kalit Raveu. Vem Neshama Yitera Bina, Ruach Yitera Zeran Pin Nefesh Yitera, I'm sorry, Vem Neshama Yitera Bina. Tell us, Rav Brandwein, what do we learn from that? That from Bina, you're getting Neshama Yitera. From Zeran Pin, you get Ruach Yitera. From Malchut, you get Nefesh Yetera. It's the three levels of the soul that you're getting on Shabbat. Nefesh, Ruach, Veneshama. From every aspect of the prayer. Nefesh Yetera, Meira Be'erev Shabbat. On Friday night, Nefesh Yetera you're getting. I know Lel Shabbat, Shalika Shabbat, the Ma'ale Shabbata. V'obri Be'ata Kiddashta. When you say Ata Kiddashta, as we said before, that's when you get the Nefesh. Neshama Yetera, Inu Bina, Meira B'Shachrit. Neshama Yetera, you're getting Shachrit. That's why when you do mikveh, you do different mikvahot for the night and for the morning. V'omrim Nishmat Kol Chai. When you say Nishmat Kol Chai, you're getting Neshama Yetera. Shenemar Ba'Yismach Moshe Batat Chalko. And that's why may Moses be happy with this portion. What does that mean? Chalko. Ki Moshe Zachah Lebina. Because Moses was one of the only people who married Bina. Ruach Yetera, additional spirit. By the way, Yetera means additional. We know that on Shabbat, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria explained, on Shabbat, the only way to receive the Shabbat in the right way, you have to have something, you know, a vessel to receive the Shabbat. And that vessel has to be additional soul that been added to you to receive the light of Shabbat. And that soul can stay with you if you don't sin, if you don't get angry specifically. Ruach Yetera, Einu Zeran Pina, Mi'ir Be'et Mincha. Doing Mincha of Shabbat, you're getting Ruach, which is shine through Zeran Pin. V'omim Atah Echad U'Shimcha Echad. Ashrei Mi Shepotach Pi V'Shelo Tefilot Shel Shabbat. Great for the person who prayed those three prayers of Shabbat. He didn't mention Musaf yet. Lekabel Otam Gimel Orot Nefesh Ruach Neshama B'Shabbat. Rav Brandwein is telling us it will be a wise idea to go to Parashat Yitro in Raya Me'emna, in the verse of 530. That's where he brings this section from, of Yitro. Shalosh Madrigot and the Kulam Nikrot Shabbat. Those three levels called Shabbat. Shabbat Aliyona, Shei Bina, the upper Shabbat that called Bina. Shabbat Shel Yom, Shehu Zeran Pin. Shabbat of the daytime, which is Zeran Pin. Shabbat Shel Laila, and Shabbat of night, which is Malchut, which is Friday night. Friday night, again, it doesn't go by order. Of course, that's why you ask yourself why it's not first chesed, because it's not. Because the night is ruled by the light of wisdom, Malchut. That's why you're feeling something. You know, those of you who observe Shabbat, you feel something Friday night. You don't feel the same on Saturday morning. How come? Saturday morning is Kiddush HaRabbah, it's much higher. Kiddushama. Because the difference between Yemei HaChol, the regular days, jumping into Friday is tremendous jump. וכולם אחד, all of them are one. וכל אחד שהוא שולט לוקח חברה ומזמינה ממו הממשלה שלו. So, every one of them is individual, but when you do, let's say, Kiddush of Friday night, they invite the two other guests, which is Bina and Zeran Pin. Okay? That's why the Ari help us and correct us by doing Atkinu. If you read the Atkinu in Aramaic, you will understand that he joined Atkinu Sudata. Dememanta, you know, you are Atkinu, fix the Suda. He doesn't talk about the Suda, the food. That's why do not do the Atkinu while you're eating. Do the Atkinu before your Kiddush. So you be metaken what's coming. ומזמינים ממו בממשלה שלו, וכשזה בא לעולם, כולם בואים ונועדים ממו, אין שם. And when one of them come, the other two join. ומה שמינך של שבת נקרא של שבוע של זרנפין, מנחה is named after זרן פין, הוא, כי זה זין ימים, זין ספירות. We know every day is corresponding to a ספירה. So Sunday is corresponding to חסד, Monday is corresponding to גבורה, you know, גבורה is more heavy, is more left column, hod is more left column, that's why we're reading Torah on Monday and Thursday, which is the day of more left column. So every day of the week is corresponding to the ספירות. שבת is מלכות. חגת נעים, שזה רמפין כולל ששת ימי חגת נעי, and זה רמפין is basically the sixth day of the week. ומלכות הוא סוד יום השביעי, and מלכות is the שבת. וביום השביעי מתגלה שלמות המלכות, ובניינה פנים בפנים זה רמפין. Only on שבת, you have the complete revelation of ספירה ומלכות, how it relate face to face with זה רמפין, and receiving all the light that it needed. והם עולים ומלבישים את אבא ואמא אליין, and because the lower unity of male and female are perfect, which is Zeher and Pin and Malchut, then of course they become the clothing for the upper up, father and mother, Abba v'Ima Ilayin. Mekalim ha-shefa, mipo, mipe, d'arich and Pin, anika atika stima'a, and they receive the light, the energy, the bochin, from the mouth of Arich and Pin, what we call atika stima'a, the conceal, עתיקה, אבל בימות החול אין שלמות למלכות נתרם כבר התיקון. But during the week of the day, מלכות doesn't have שלמות. So the only time you truly meet the מלכות and you allow to enjoy the מלכות is on Shabbat. Why? Because this is when מלכות truly enjoy the original or what God foreseen for מלכות is the future to make sure that Malchut will be face-to-face with Zerampin, but that's only happen on Shabbat. That's why the Zivuk, that's why the intercourse is allowed, the food, a lot. ונמצא Zerampin שאינו בזיווק, and that's why, when you have a teacher, make sure you always see him on Shabbat, because doing Shabbat, you can receive the light of your teacher. אין שלמות למלכות, מטרם גמר התיקון. There is no complete to Malchut, before the end of תיקון, when the Messiah will come. ונמצא Zerampin, שאינו בזיווג שלם עם מלכות. So זהר אלפין is not connect or unity with מלכות during the week of the day. וכשאינו בזיווג עם מלכות, הוא חסר גר. And when זהר אלפין is not connected to the מלכות, he's missing his own גר, his own גימל הראשונות. ולכן בשבת שהמלכות נשלמת, but in שבת when מלכות is complete, הוא בא בזיווג עם זהר אלפין, and it's coming with unity with זהר אלפין, מקבל זהר אנפין גר על ידה. Then, זהר אנפין received the גימל הראשונות. Received, תרו מלכות, the גימל הראשונות. What does that mean? ששת ימים שזהר אנפין מבחים מגר על ידי המלכות. The sixth day of the week can only receive the גר תרו the מלכות. But why? Why is Malchut in charge of Gar? Why is Malchut in charge of Gimel Rishonot? Because what is Gar? Gar is a light of wisdom. What is Vav Tzavot? What is Zeranpin? Light of mercy. ובשבת בבוקר מקבלים זכר ונקבה. הרי עתיקה קדישה. What happened in Shabbat morning? Shabbat morning, the זכר ונקבה receiving the light coming from עתיקה, קדישה, באמצעות אבא ואמא אליין. True, father and mother, the above father and mother. ולכן שחרית של שבת נקרא על שם בינה, that's the שחרית of שבת, we call it בינה, why do we call it בינה? והחוכמה נגלית בבינה, because the light of wisdom, or the חוכמה, is revealed to בינה. So, the reason we call the קידוש of the morning of שבת קידוש הרבה, the reason we look at שבת morning is like, we call it בינה, it's a high level. Why we call it Bina? Because the amount of light that's coming, or where the location the light is coming, is from Chochmah and Bina, Abba v'Ima Ilayin. But in Mincha, in Mincha of Shabbat, Oleh Zeher Anpin La'atzmo, Atika Kadisha. What happened in Mincha of Shabbat? It's a very unique thing. The Zeher Anpin itself, the universe as we know it, is going up to Atika Kadisha. That's a tremendous thing. So what's more? You are invited with the right people into a great location, or you are going to a great location without you include yourself with the important people. That's what happened in Mincha of Shabbat. ומקבל הערתו. That's the Zeranpin, get his light. אבל כן נראה תפילת מלכה על השמור של Zeranpin. That's what Mincha supposed to be left column, like doing the week. No, Mincha is center column for Zeranpin. I didn't say Musaf what's going to happen. I know it takes more than, right now it's about 20 minutes. I'm going to continue because I have to finish this part. תפילת מוסף, verse 79, זו צדיק, so what is מוסף, if those three pray? יסוד, שנקרא קול. We know יסוד קול קף למד. That's why קלה, קול קלה. Why she called קלה קף למד, the יסוד of Zeranpin, A of מלכות, together she is קלה. הכולל כל התפילות, that include all the pray, שאין נרן, that within the יסוד, there is the conclude, all of the pray, נפש רוח נשמה, ובו אומרים תפילת מוסף, כתר יתנו לך. That's why we say, כתר יתנו לך, מעלה, no, we say כתר, why we say כתר? כתר יתנו לך, we say crown, כתר mean crown. וכתר הוא כתר עליון. We talk about the upper כתר. What is the upper כתר? The אבא ואימא, שזה Zeranpin עולה אליו. Because the Zeranpin is going up to אבא ואימא, ומלבישו, and make him dress, no, not, not just clothing, clothing, spiritual clothing. Hashem Elokeinu, Abba v'Ima. This is the Abba v'Ima. Ki b'chazrat tefilat Musaf, yaraz Zeranpin, makom aviv. Because the repetition of Musaf, that's why if you don't have time on Shabbat, make sure at least you do repetition of Musaf. Why? Because the Zeranpin is taking the place of his father. V'nukva, makom ima. And the nukva of Zeranpin, taking the place of her mom, which is Bina. ויוצק השבות השם אלוקנו, אין על אבא ואמא ואין על זכר ונקבה, כי התחתון עולה לעליון בנסק כמו, the lower go to the upper and become like it, then we say קדוש, 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 why we say קדוש, 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 הם שלושת אבות, this is for the three fathers, חסד גבורת תפארת, זה Zeranpin, because they are the chariot, the מרכבות, the מרכבות, the chariot of the three upper מרכבות of Zeranpin, שהם עצמות, חגת, the אבא ואמא, because the essence of חגת, of חסד גבורת תפארת, of אבא ואימא, לכן נקראים קדוש, that's why we call them holy. השם צבאות, we say השם צבאות, היינו ברית מילה. And that's related to the ברית מילה, to the circumcision, שהוא יסוד, הנקרא הוויה, where do you do circumcision? יסוד, sexual organ, which is יסוד. That we call it יוד כבאפקה. ושני ירחי אמת, and two leg, which is נצח ועוד, הנקראים צבאות. So that's why it's called השם צבאות. השם צבאות, so זה Zeranpin, צבאות, is נצח ועוד, מלוא כל הארץ כבודו, זה השכינה, אינו מלכות. And we say the whole land is full of his pride of the creator. This is, we relate to מלכות. And then I will end up just this part. אשריהם השפתיים, שאין שער ההיכל, tell us רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, good for those lips that are the entrance to the chamber, לקבל את התפילות to welcome pray, ומשום זה נאמר, השם שפתיים תפתח. That's why we start the prayer by saying, God, open my lips. וכן, פיתחו לי שערי צדק, or we say, open me a gates of justice. כשאשר אדם פותח פי בתפילה, when a person opened his mouth to pray, שכינתו, כלומר, תיקון השכינה, מיד אז תקרא והשם יענה. Right away is calling and God is answer. והשם הוא עובד דינו. When you say God will answer, meaning God and the house of justice of God. אז רומז לשכינה אותיות שן הוויה אקיה, we studied that already. אז, then the gate will open, but then Aleph is one, Zion is seven, together is eight, is related to אקיה, the name, and Yud Kvavke, which is אבא ואימא, father and mother, כי אבא נקרא בשם הוויה. We know that father is Yud Kvavke, that's a gambit, and אימא is אקיה. והשם יענה מיד, and God will answer right away, he and his house of judgment. Now, what is being house of judgment? House of judgment cannot be Ekeye. So he said that he is Abba V'ima, Avaya and Ekeye, and his house of judgment is Avaya and Adni. He is Yudke Vavke and Adonai. Shem Zachar V'Nekeva, which is the male and female at the lower level. Ki Zeranpin Likishev Shavaya, Zeranpin we call him Yudke Vavke, Tachikamitan, Vanukva Nikret B'Shem Adonai. And the female, call B'Shem Adonai, call Adonai. And you understand that in Chochmah, it's also Yud Kevavke, similar to the name of God. Yud Kevavkem, because the Yud look like Vav, just the Vav is a little bit long. We will continue next time. Thank you for listening.